Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's time for Event News Update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And I don't even feel like telling them to get bent today, Marcus.
I'm too sad.
The news we got yesterday that we'd suddenly lost Jeff Beck at age 78, crushing.
Absolutely crushing and completely out of the blue.
That's because of what took his life, Marcus. Spinal meningitis, more specifically, bacterial meningitis. And I checked in with Marisa. She's a real life nurse. Her real knowledge is medicine. And she said that the infection of the membranes that protect the brain and the spinal cord are what cause bacterial meningitis. It's usually sudden and progresses quickly and can worsen so badly that it causes life-threatening issues or death. And it's so serious that death can occur sometimes within hours of symptoms appearing.
I wonder what happened that caused the infection to appear.
Because that's what a normal mind would wonder when a guitar god is grabbed from our midst. And the shock in the guitar world alone, everyone from Paige to Iommi to younger guys too, looked to Jeff Beck and immediately had the most amazing tributes out there in the world.
Vernon Reid was pretty active on Twitter yesterday when he found out.
Saw that.
I just did a guitar-oriented podcast interview with Eric McFadden, surrounded by guitars, just left, and this is the news. This is the first thing on my screen, SMH. We've had many bad days in the world of guitar. This, without a doubt, is one of the worst.
Another brother born in 58, feeling it the way I'm feeling it, I think. Really. And I guess when it comes to Jeff Beck, you got to turn to Rod Stewart, who had a birthday this week. He said Jeff Beck was on another planet. He took me and Ronnie Wood to the USA in the late 60s in his band, the Jeff Beck Group, and we haven't looked back since. He was one of the few guitarists that when playing live would actually listen to me sing and respond. Jeff, you were the greatest, my man. Thank you for everything. That's your mate.
Yeah. Look at who he played with over his career as well. Stevie Wonder, Tina Turner, Rod Stewart, as you mentioned, Diana Ross, Mick Jagger, Kate Bush, Duff McKagan, ZZ Top, Joe Cocker, Brian May, The Pretenders, Roger Waters, John Bon Jovi, Ozzy Osbourne's Patient Number 9, recently a kick-ass solo Grammy and guitar work from him.
They lined up to be part of his world because sometimes he would disappear. And another member of Jeff's generation, Gordy Harmon from The Whispers, passed away in his sleep, 79 years old this week, his family reporting the news. He'd left the group a long time ago after an injury, but always a part of The Whispers. And I want to apologize to any blues lover who noticed that we missed an RIP last week on the one and only Luther Johnson, also known as Guitar Junior. He was one of the last living members of the Muddy Waters band, people who actually played with Muddy when Mud was with us all. Muddy got him on track for an amazing career, and I would just say go Google Luther Guitar Junior Johnson. I don't know about you, Marcus, but I could use some good news.
Funny you should say that, Ray. I've got some good news for you right now. In fact, it is news about healing and people uniting to enjoy. The Foo Fighters have announced their first shows since confirming they'll continue without Taylor Hawkins. The Foo Fighters announced festival headline shows, acknowledging they'll be a different band following the death of Taylor Hawkins. They're going to be playing May 26th through 28th, headlining. The Boston Calling Festival includes Paramore as one of the headliners, Queens of the Stone Age, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, the Lumineers, and Alanis Morissette, the National, the Flaming Lips, King Gizzard, and the Lizard Wizard also playing there, and I think Rival Sons and a bunch of other bands are going to be there. And you can see the entire lineup at bostoncalling.com.
I saw that there was a new Peter Gabriel song. I listened. Panopticon. New. First new Peter Gabriel in a long time. With Brian Eno helping out.
I love that first single from him, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. And it's like 21 years after his last studio album, Up, which I can't believe it's been that long. It sure does not seem like it's been that long, because he's been so active on the road over the last bunch of years, playing in Philly.
And he's done other projects too, Marcus.
True. I'm looking forward to hearing this, and Panopticon is really cool. The video, of course, is true to Peter Gabriel style. Very cool.
And if I may, Marcus, some advice to reticent programmers of the radio dial. Try the Bright Side mix. You'll like it. Well, we never know which way the wind blows, so that's why we have the weather main up on top of the house. Tell you what, you too, you need a weather main and a lot of other heavy equipment to find out what's going on with them. Because remember, they put aside the whole album they were working on during the pandemic. It was just a few weeks ago or months ago.
Yeah, I remember reading that story and sharing it. And I'm curious as to what they're going to do, because they said they were scrapping it for something more rock and roll.
Turns out it's related to something that's already out there. It's Songs of Surrender, reinterpreted songs from U2's catalog. And I think they've done like 40 songs. So I don't know what form it's going to take or anything like that. But there's a catalog number being issued for it.
It's a beautiful day.
Edge, in the article, explained that U2 wrote most of their songs as very young men, and they mean something quite different to them now. And so what they're going to do is bring these songs back with a present-day feeling and mood and a 21st century reimagining.
It's the Songs of Surrender. More and more details will be coming our way. As we get them, we'll pass them along to you here on the Bent News Update. You'll never guess, Marcus, who's going to be the fill-in drummer on Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
That's true. They've had a lot of fill-in drummers over the years, so I can't even imagine who it'll be next.
Danny fucking Carey from Tool.
What?
The opening theme is being reimagined. It's going to be 12 minutes now.
Are you sure it's going to be that short?
Well, they told him, hey, this is television, guys, even in late night. But he's going to be sitting in with Fred and the Band January 23rd to the 26th. Kind of cool, right?
Oh, very cool. I'm going to watch those episodes just to see what Danny does.
He plays the fucking drums. You know, it's kind of funny because they're far away from the outbreaks that are happening in China, but Toy and Robert must be still feeling the effects of the pandemic, because they've decided to continue their Sunday lunch series. It's so popular now that they can't even think about stopping.
You know, they're tied into that for the next few years because of the fan draw that they have had over what
they're
doing.
Their own thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It is so much fun to watch. You need a smile. You will smile when you're done watching it.
It's Robert Fripp and his wife, Toya Wilcox, together. And here's a taste of their latest offering, The Offsprings. The Kids Aren't All Right. And now it's time for an episode release update from the one and only Marcus Goldman. What's coming out, man?
Quite a few records are coming out, Ray. January 27th, the Smashing Pumpkins' Tomb Act 2, which includes their latest radio single, Beguiled, will be released.
Funny you should mention that, Marcus, because I went looking for the information on Beguiled, which is a killer track with a monster riff. Crunchy, crunchy, crunchy. And I couldn't find it on Act 1, and then I went, wait a minute, there's three acts to this fucker. In the middle of the entire three-act release is the single that's got everybody talking about Smashing Pumpkins lately. Kind of cool.
February 3rd, Korn's got Requiem Mass coming out, and that's the follow-up to last year's Requiem.
Is it? I want to see what they're up to, because there's not much online saying what it is, except for they've added the word Mass to Requiem, which was last year's release. He may be back in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but John Frusciante's been busy.
He's done a lot of solo work over the years, and this year he's got 1 and 2 coming out on February 3rd.
That is one of the weirdest looking titles I've seen since Input Output by Gabriel. Seriously, man. Brain stuff.
His mind works in wonderful ways, and he plays beautiful guitar, that Mr. Frusciante.
What else is coming out?
February 10th, we've got Paramore releasing This Is Why. If you have an opinion, maybe you should shove it. Or maybe you could scream it. Might be best to keep it to yourself.
In case you've been wondering why it's taken over 5 years, this is why.
February 24th, Godsmack's going to be lighting up the sky with their new release, and they've got the single Surrender playing on rock radio right now.
After almost 5 years, Shannon Larkin's getting out of the house!
Shannon!
And the rest of the band, too, you know.
And the Gorillaz have their 8th album coming out on February 24th called Cracker Island, and Steel Panther releasing On the Prowl.
I can't believe the Gorillaz are putting out their 8th album. That's the real shocker in all this so far.
Looking ahead, April 14th, Metallica, 72 seasons equals 18 years.
I did the math. That's my note there. It equals 18 years. It's a long time. That's what they're trying to prove. We've been at this shit for a long time, guys.
I know. I'm curious to hear what the rest of the album is.
Curious doesn't describe it, my dear Marcus. I'm ready.
Okay, even the doubters who claim that they don't like the newest Metallica are still ready and excited for the new Metallica.
You know what I'm excited and ready for? Monday's release of the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll podcast, wherever you get yours. The Electric Light Orchestra in the beginning. Oh, my.
We both love the Electric Light Orchestra. Researching them and talking about it and really diving into their music has been a blast. So I'm excited to share this with everybody. It's going to be a fun ride.
It's going to be like a fireball for your ears, a sonic all-day sucker. Monday. And that's going to do it for this Bent News update. Don't forget, you can always find all of our Bent News updates at imbalancedhistory.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.